third time this week. If you can't control this owl, it has to go.
Harry tried yet again to explain. She's bored, he said. She's used to flying around outside. If I could just let her out at night.
Do you look stupid?
Snarled Uncle Werner, a bit of fried egg tangling from his bushy mustache.
I know what'll happen if that owl is let out.
He exchanged dark looks with his wife, Petunia. Harry tried to argue back, but his words drowned by a long, loud belch of Dursley's son, Dudley.
I want more bacon!
There is more in the frying pan, sweetheart, said Aunt Petunia, turning misty eyes on her massive son. We must build you up while we got the chance. I don't like the sound of the school food.
Nonsense, Petunia! I never went hungry when I was at Smeltings, said Uncle Vernon heartily. Dudley gets enough, don't you, son?
Dudley, who was so large his bottom drooped over either side of the kitchen chair, grinned and turned to Harry.
Pass the frying pan!
You've forgotten the magic word, said Harry irritably. The effect of this simple sentence on the rest of the family was incredible. Dudley gasped and fell off his chair with a crash that shook the whole kitchen. Mrs. Dursley gave a small scream and clapped her hand to her mouth. Mr. Dursley jumped to his feet, veins throbbing in his temple.
I meant please, said Harry quickly. I didn't mean...
What have I told you?
Then there's his uncle spraying spill over the table.
About saying the M-word in our house?
But I...
How dare you threaten Dudley?
Roared Uncle Vernon, pounding the table with his fist.
I warned you. I will not tolerate mention of your abnormality under this roof.